No.
I guess that's a polite way of putting it.
Yeah.
But now you just keep going on. You're so focused on a box set.
Right.
What is that about?
Well, you know, any artist who's worth anything has had a box set. And I need one, and I need one to show my son.
Anybody who's worth anything has a box set.
iPod error. Man, fuck you. Yeah, okay. All right. That shit is crisp. Bye. Where's the...
says to me, you know, kid, you got a good sound. And I said, thanks. He said, you're not breathing, Luigi. You're not breathing right. And I said, yeah. He said, you're singing like the singing teacher's teaching. He said, from your diaphragm. I said, yeah. He said, you got to sing from your peep. I said, your peep?
What's a peep?
Right. Well, really low, like from down in your peep, right?
Okay.
And he said, glasses of wine. Now I drink tequila. And let somebody entertain you. And have, you know, I did a production show in Vegas for 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very computerized, and there's no room to, like, say, hey, come up and sing a song with me. The way I'm doing it is more freeform, with my own band, lush lights and sound, and a small, intimate setting where if one of my friends is in the audience and they're in the mood, I can bring them up, and I've got space and room and freedom to just talk about what happened today. It's sort of like what you're doing here, but in that form. So I wear sexy clothes.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming. Figuratively and literally.
No. Oh, my gosh. It is Fantasy Friday.
I'm sorry.
Remember who's behind you.
I know. Yeah. Your husband, every time I say anything, he reaches to the inside of his jacket. I'm curious. What was the Sammy Davis Jr., first of all, is a big fan of Frank Sinatra because one of my aunties and uncles, that's what they played in the house.
Yeah.
And
great guy. Did you ever meet him? You were too young to meet him.
I didn't meet him. I don't know if I could have back then. But Sammy Davis Jr. is someone who was idolized in my household as well. Mm-hmm. And he was fascinating being a person of color who got to hang around those guys and be around that era. What was he like in person?
Did you ever read his book, Yes, I Can? Incredible book. It still would be an incredible book today. Uh-huh. Maybe more relevant today than ever before. How he would be a top headliner and have to stay in a hotel on the other side of the tracks. And it was Sinatra. Who would not allow that to happen was
Think about was my brother. Rob jumped up and began to run. Busting shots, hoping to hit someone. So I just stopped and let a free shot. Two hit him and one hit a cop. I threw the gun down and began to shout. Come on, I got him. It's time to break out. But as we ran, there were the boys in blue. Pointing their guns at my four-man crew. They shot down one, they shot down two. Now tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Josh Markovitz from Maryland, and Tony Fountain from Paul, Michigan.
Yeah, Jeff, Mr. 617, gets to see Mr. 305. Congratulations to him from Hits 1.
And you know what? We're not done with the prizes.
No.
We got one more.
Morning Mashup, Facebook Friend of the Day.
Translation. Best Facebook friends forever.
Colleen Warren from... I can't deal with that. Imagine if when you put a copy of Shadow Dancer in the Genesis, a Genesis version of this song started playing. FM Synths cranking out Shadow Dancing.
All that I need is just one moment in your...
Yeah. I like parts of this song when they're used in other songs, but all the parts of this song together, I don't really like all that much.
Monday warrior, me. against demolition, I'm against green music, pay preschool grade mix, dirt style productions, turntable dragons.
You say break, what you're talking about is the break of the record.
I wonder if this will seamlessly transition tracks, even though it's streaming from my machine at home. Or if it will interrupt. If it'll, like, prefetch the next track. I think it's...
Hell yeah, I'm bombing. to start playing track two. Come on, Plex. Do a thing. Be a buddy, buddy. Come on, bro. What up, dog? Nah? It's just like, there you go. And I could hit next. I have to like manually hit next. Oh, no, it's just like, fuck it, man. Let's go back and listen to Steve Miller Band. I'm like, come on, man. No, just... I guess I could sync the album and make that work a different way, but you know, whatever. That sucks. Oh, well.
Spray paint,
yeah.
And we'll just like with our nails scratch off a couple of peepholes. So
okay.
I don't want anyone seeing into us. I want you to get me a beanie. I want either a beanie or like a Halloween mask so no one can see our faces. And there's going to be three guys from the Bay Area that really got my back. And so it's going to be four of us total in the car. I don't want to drive. I just want to, you know, get more of the plan going as we're driving, because we are driving to find this guy that did this to my wife's Facebook account, and we're gonna kick his ass. I'm older. I thought I would never go hunt someone down again,
yeah,
and threaten or something like this, but we're going beyond threaten. Web girl Frankie, can you tell me something we have on our page?
Yeah, so I'm really big on fighting, and I saw this video of this 7-year-old girl hitting mitts with her trainer, and she...
After what he did to my wife's Facebook page, I'm gonna find him, brother.
What? Tough guy, I'm fucking morning radio man.
Santa Rosa, come
yeah,
on now.
Santa, all right.
El Cerrito, wherever you are in the Bay Area, I'm going to have, what he said, 100? Now, you know what? Can I do 200? I'm going to do 200. 200 free passes to get in the
That's a good look.
Soy loves ya.
Brotherly love.
That's a good look.
Out today, in theaters today.
That's beautiful. Right? 200.
And, okay. And, we looked up Suzanne Summers' husband.
And,
Alan Hamill, he's 78.
80. Wow! He's 80.
Shut up, Heather.
Okay. How old is Suzanne?
Yeah, look that up, look that up, look it up.
70.
Look it up, look
she's 70?
68.
OQ is quick at the thumbs.
68? She's 68.
58. You said 58.
68. All right, Tracy G, people want to reach you. How can they reach you?
People, I love you all. I do. Twitter.
I don't know about Meek Mill. I don't know. I'm not really hearing it. Afford to drive like the really expensive cars are the sort of fucking people that shouldn't be driving cool cars. This fucking stuffed shirt lawyer looking motherfucker driving this Audi R8, like matte gray finish. Like, it's a cool looking fucking car. Of like cars of that class, of the fucking, like, you know, let's call them the A-rank Forza cars. Or S's, or, you know, whatever. I like the look of that of that Audi. I think that's a really cool fucking car. But that dude looks... ah, well, whatever. I don't know that guy. So he looks like the most boring motherfucker on the planet. That car is not... oh, there's been an accident here on the Golden Gate Bridge or something. These cars are not moving. They're getting back up to speed, I guess, maybe to get off the road. I don't know. They don't look that banged up. Bought a super expensive car, or there was like a day there that I thought about it. It's like right after, not long after we had sold the company, and like that was not that much money, but it was a chunk of it. So it's that thing where you're like, oh, there's like a little bit of money. I guess probably actually do something intelligent like this, like put it somewhere, because most of it's going to go to taxes anyway. I was looking at a car that was like, I don't know, it was like 85 grand, 90, whatever it was. And there was that moment of just like, I actually could technically do this. And I was like, that would be the fucking dumbest fucking thing in the world. It was like super fucking stupid. But I almost talked myself into it. And, you know, I was like, the car is like twice as much as this one. Ridiculous. Just don't need it. But I definitely did start, you know, it's, you know, I ended up getting this car, and, you know, I'd saved up for a car for, fuck, 5 or 6 years. Like, little by little, it's like, oh, you know, I should put this money away and get a car, because I, like, my car was falling apart, but at the same time, I didn't see any cars that I liked out there. So, you know, you put money away, little by little here and there, you know, eventually you get to a point where you're like, okay, I can actually get something okay, and, you know, and or get something that's a little pricier than I normally would have got. I don't know. I figure, like, I spend so much fucking time in the car driving back and forth that I should get something that, like, is comfortable and that I like driving. That's the problem with, like, a lot of the, you know, fucking ridiculous cars. Like, they're like cockpits and stuff, and it's like, that's cool for certain scenarios, or, but, I don't know, man, I just have to fucking get these 40 miles done, and I would like to do it comfortably, but with some speed to back me up. So while there, I was looking like a 370Z. Like, that's a cool car. I can fucking learn how to drift. 370Z, put all the fucking dumb shit on it, lower it, fucking become an amateur drifter. And then I realized I was too tall to fit in the fucking thing. So I'm like, all right, well, a BRZ. Yeah, the BRZ is cool too. I thought that was a neat looking car. Was real small. Real small. Or it seemed real small. I don't know. I didn't actually get in one. Is it the BRZ or is it the fucking FRZ? What is the... It's like the same chassis, the same basic car, but two different manufacturers make it. Is it one of those weird situations? I forget. There was a while there that I thought real seriously about trying to get a right-hand drive car. Like importing one or whatever. So I thought that'd be fucking cool. But that'd just be weird forever. I don't think I would ever feel comfortable. Like, you know, it'd be kind of cool because you could just look over when you're alongside someone and they're right there because you're on the other side of the car like a fucking mailman. Man, I should fucking get like a right-hand drive fucking Supra or something. There's so many cars in this tunnel today. Trapped in this tunnel. Stuck in the tunnel. Barely moving in the tunnel.
street hops. French Montana from the block. When it's all on, it's all on the air. The white lady, I go round like a thunder dragon from South Bronx, home of the original crack. Just another case, digging in the crates. Empty attitude, it was filling them with hate. Living life fast, gets minds on speedboat. Smart way like they got shut up, tension. I didn't see some pretty from the low. I didn't see some gorgeous ones that came from nowhere. I didn't see some bad ones that came from nowhere. Let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to the broken side.
Elementary school here, Gene Parker Elementary School. It's like a fucking prison. Or like a really bad apartment, like a shitty apartment complex. This last fucking 10 minutes or so of this fucking drive, man, this fucking rolling up Broadway, rolling up Battery, like, fuck, it just sucks. There's always fucking random shit fucking traffic.
Trying to make you see.
accident for these platinum hits. So when you make it, you show love. Banging in your club, hanging with your thugs, giving up G love.
You remember back on the east side, when all of us niggas used to love to ride.
Baby, you know, yo. Baby, you know,
you leave me. I thought that you needed me. When the world got it too much and you pleaded with me, who helps you immediately? How speedy you be? How could you deny me so vehemently? Now your body is shaking.
May the 11th, open only to those from SiriusXM SITS before March the 3rd, 2015, and no purchase is necessary. Here's Babyface.
Guy's got his sign up. What says stop? Okay, now he says slow, and I'm going to go through. All right, that's me. I gotta go. We're here, so you guys have a good Friday. I'm ready to go do show stuff, prep some stuff, get some stuff, do some stuff. I'll see you guys later.